Glory be to God. I wanted to deliver a message into you that is important for everyone and us. God is protecting us in time of trouble. Amen. If you don't remember anything what I said this morning, please remember this. God is protecting you and me in time of trouble. Amen. Because the trouble is coming. We live in time of this world that we need God the protection in our life. We live in a time, a dangerous world, that we need God the protection for us in this time of the world. We face a dangerous time in our life. This world, it is not looking too good. There's problem everywhere in the world. The Bible telling us that he gave an insurance to everyone who believe in God for protection. Amen. The Bible telling us that God give us insurance that protecting us in time of trouble. Let me tell you a little story. Many years ago, I have a young man come to my door. He was dressed up very well. He was looking very, very good business young man. And they come to me and I invite him to come in, you know, because I like to talk into people. And Maria, she made a nice cappuccino, but he tried to sell me an insurance. And he tried to sell him insurance for a car, for anything. He bring his list and listing so many things. But I asked him if he was able to insure my soul. And he was shocking when I said that because it was not on his policy. I say to him, in time of trouble, because he's talking about the fire with the house, smashing the car and all of this such thing. I said to him, in time of trouble, can you insure my soul, my spirit? And I couldn't do that. He was surprised. I said, in that case, I'm not buying insurance then. So he walked away with the non-insurance. And I told him, it's my Bible. That's what I told him. My Bible, they give him an insurance. In time of trouble, I will be surrendered to God. And God is will create a fence around me that the evil will not touch me because I'll be protected by the time of the trouble. If you have a God into your life, if you believe in Jesus, if you trust in God, whatever trouble comes to your life, he will protect you. He will take care of you. If you trouble with your husband or with your wife, he will protect you. If you trouble with the finance, he will protect you. If you trouble with your work, he will protect you. If you trouble with your business, he will protect you. But you need to trust in God, not to the man. The man, he could not deliver the insurance I need. But Jesus can. Jesus can. The Bible insurance to you is safety guard in time of trouble. Let me give you a verse in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. But whoever listening to me with daily safety, that's what God said. Whoever listening to me, they daily safety, and I will secure without fear in evil time. And I will secure without fear in secure time. You and I, we're lucky to live in safety place. We like to be without fear and without a problem. A couple of days ago was a terrible shock with the Canaria airline, as it was carrying something like 400 people aboard, and they got a very big turbulence. They people hit the roof of the airplane, and the oxygen mask fallen, and everybody got it in doses. Mask two pregnant ladies. They left to rush to the hospital when they landed. And a lot of people was really injured. It was over 60 people were injured. But was one man on that aeroplane, they was pray when that happened. And I do believe that the prayer of the holy man or the holy woman, whatever was, it was a safety for that people that was on the aeroplane. And I say, Lord, I don't know the captain who drive that aerograph, I got it gone to Italy, but I trust you that you see the next him. Amen. So in time your trouble or in time of problem in your life, remember to have Jesus in your heart. Amen. Remember to have Jesus in your heart. Remember that the Bible tell you, remember that the Word of God tell you, there is a safety guard for your life. That the evil cannot touch you. They will. It could not touch you because you are protected by the blood of Jesus. You are protected by the blood of Jesus. Your violent thing, a criminal, a terrorist come to this world, and we see that we're terrorized with all of this such thing. But God said about this thing, I promise a protection. You just listen to me, God said. He promised a protection to the church, to the people who believe in him, who trust in him. Listen to God, what God said about to be protected with him. Psalm 91, 9 and 10. The law is a stronghold for the oppressed. Strong in time of trouble. The law is a stronghold. It's a tower of protection in time of trouble. Those who know my name and trust in me, said the Lord, because you are safety, protected, he will be helping you. I said to the funeral, my God, who I believe, he will take you into the right hands and that he will lift it up. If you believe that he will take you to the heavenly place, and you can have eternity for the rest of your life. And all these people, they don't know that I was a pastor, they got shocked on their life. They look at me with a great respect. When I finish my speech, they all come. Say, don't worship me, worship Jesus. Jesus is a safety protection for your family, for your husband, for your wife, for your children. Amen. He promised he will protect you. God is promising us a wonderful promise. Protect. No harm will be before you. No harm will be before you. No disaster will come upon you. An angel will become a safety to you from the enemy. God will rescue you. God will protect you. And he will be with you in time of problem. In time
of trouble. God will deliver you from blessing to blessing. Amen.
Hello.
I hope I don't scare you.
I'm not that bad. I know Mirella is better than me, but I'm not that bad. You can hold. Smile for me. Just say amen. Because, amen. Praise God.
Make the Most High God your refuge in your life. Amen. Because He loved you. He loved you. God is a safety in you on home. God will be safety. He will be refuge in your own home, if you invite God to live in your place, in your home. Amen.
When my wife argued with me or screaming to me, I said, Lord, can you bless my wife? That's what I say. Why I say that? Because I love her so much. I sent a text message to her last couple of days, and it was a heart with this. Have a great night, my beautiful lady. And she replied after 1 hour, I'm asleep, leave me alone. I got two daughters here. They guard me well. They will tell her everything. But you know, I love your mama more than you guys. Because she's a perfect woman. She's a perfect lady. She's been keeping with me for 50 years or more. They must be a good woman, amen. Must be a good lady. You know, to go through all of the things I'm doing. Well, because God is protecting my house, amen.
Amen.
How is it, Jerry? Jerry, is he? No. Yes. Where is it, Jerry? Jerry, amen. Pray for your wife. I love it, Jerry, on Wednesday night, the prayer meeting. Pastor, I pray for my wife. Amen. Not many young men do that. Jerry does. Amen. I'll let her know. I'll let her know when I see her. So you have a wonderful husband. Amen. Pray for your wife. Pray for her. Pray for your husband. Amen. When my wife screams, I say, Lord, bless my wife. And she's looking smile. I've gone to my prayer room and then come out. When I don't hear no more scream, I come in out and say, oh, I love you, darling. Amen. If we call on the Lord and if we believe, He will answer us. Amen. If we call upon the Lord and we believe what God can do into our life, He'll deliver us the blessing. He will be with us. He loved you. That's why the Holy Spirit wanted me to tell you this morning that He protects you. He loved you. He protects your family. He protects your children. He protects your house. Protects your work. He protects your money. Protects everything you put into the hands of God. Everything you're doing and you're giving to the Lord, He will protect you. Because God loves you. He gives His life for you. He lives you. He gave His life for you on the cross of Calvary.
Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord accompany round those who fear him. The angel of the Lord accompany those who fear him and deliver them in time of trouble. Proverbs 14, 26. He will fear the Lord has a secure. The secure is 14. 14 tower. And he will secure your children. And he will be refuge to your life. He will give you strong tower into your heart. Fear the Lord with all your heart. Fear the Lord with all your heart. And not let into your own understanding. But let the Holy Spirit to tell you what to do. It will bring an angel to your defense. Amen. I asked the Holy Spirit when he told me to go on to speak into another 100 people, that God love them, for having them chance to go into the heaven. I said, Holy Spirit, you can be my guard. Because I have a Claude, I have a Jerry, I have a Erica, but you know, you can be stronger than them. And the Holy Spirit will come, and it was a refuge. It was a beautiful bless in that day. The Lord will bless you if you let him to be control your life. If you let him to be control your life. Yesterday, I have a phone call for a Christian friend that I know her for a long, long time. And she said, Pastor, I want to ask you something. I said, yes, tell me. She said, my daughter met this man and he seems to be a very nice man. I just want your suggestion. What do you think about this man? I said to her, I never see the man before, but I hear about the man before. He said, what do you hear? I hear that when his wife was alive, this man was not a very good man. And he said, not only you said that, even the church where he was going said that. And I said, dear, my dear, be careful what you're doing. Is Jesus advising you to be careful? This is when God talking about protect you. Oh, but he looking very gentle. Everyone looking gentle when they're looking for something. Everyone look nice. But if it's not coming from God, you better stay away from these people. If you meet somebody and you needed to become a friend with somebody, I ask you to consult the Holy Spirit first. Consult the Holy Spirit first, because he know before you. When you consult the Holy Spirit in prayer, you feel some feeling you. Then when you feel some feeling you, looking for some friend, they know the person. Have a look at the background of the person. Have a look at the life on the background. And then the Holy Spirit, they lead you through this thing. Amen. They lead you through this thing. That is important that you looking what the Holy Spirit wants you to be blessing. Because he guarded you with a fence around you that the enemy cannot touch your body or your life. But you need it to be under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I said to a man not long ago, you needed to have an umbrella that you and your wife walking under the umbrella. And when the rain is falling down, your boat is protected. No use this umbrella to kill each other. Eh? Use the umbrella to protect you. There will be something you can do. Amen. So no one is perfect. I'm telling you, I don't marry the perfect woman, but I marry somebody who knows to fix things. Amen. And she don't marry perfect husband, but she marries somebody who loves her. Amen. And do everything you can to protect. So if you use the umbrella of the Holy Spirit in everything you're doing, use the umbrella of the Holy Spirit for your business, for your working, for your friendship, whatever. But use the umbrella that the sun will protect you, that the rain don't fall in your body. That is protection that comes from the Holy Spirit. Hello? I'm talking to myself. I hope that you're listening. Amen. The Lord said, I will be shelter for you. Amen. I will be shelter for you, protect you. Protect means that you protect with the shelter of salvation. You protect with the foot of the gospel. You protect with the armor of the Lord. You protect with the suit of Jesus. Amen. You can speak as a Christian person, amen. You can use the power of the Holy Spirit. You can pray for the people who seek. You can stand up and say, devil, get out of me. You know how many times I told the devil, stay behind me. Sometimes he don't like to do that. He wanted to tell me I'm wrong. I said, I'm wrong. My Lord Jesus is perfect for me. And you stay behind me. Well, you can say it 2-3 times and then I'll scream it to him. He will go back. Because I will not permit him to touch my life or my family. I will not permit him to touch my life or my family. When things go wrong, I say, devil, I defeated you. I remember not long ago, I have a very good Kunon come to preach in the morning. And I don't want to tell my daughter because they will not let me drive or don't let me come to say anything. You left the city in there. Oh, I will preach with you there. Don't worry about that. But I said, devil, I'm going to tell you to stay behind me. I closed my eyes. I prayed. My head was a little bit better. I said, all right, Lord, we start together. Amen. That I come here and I preach a beautiful message. Amen. The devil was defeated. Amen. Because I will not permit him to touch me. No harm before the rash man or the rash woman. You know when the Bible talk about the man, they talk about, all right? So don't confuse if I say just men, because they mean you include. Amen. When the Bible talk about men, they're talking about the boat. Because the Bible creating men and women together. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why man should leave his mother and father, joined to his wife, grappled to his wife, and become one. Amen. And Jesus said, love your wife as a Christ loved the church, that he gave for the church, to protect your wife, to protect your home, to protect your family. That's where God wants you to do it. Love. When Jesus was on the cross, or just a few couple of days before the cross, Jesus said to his Father, Father, take away that cup from me if it's possible. You know what Jesus was saying? Jesus was saying, is it somebody else that can do this for me? God says, son, you are the bride. You got to love your wife. You got to protect your life. You got to die for your wife. You got to embrace this. And Jesus said, Father, not my will. Your will be done.
Run to the name of the Lord. Run to Jesus for protection. Run to Jesus for protection. There is no other name, no other power but of Jesus. That's what I said on Friday on the funeral. I pointed my finger to everyone. I said, there is no other name here. There is no other name, because 90% of the people that was Catholic and they worship Mary. I said, no other name, only Jesus. And everybody look at me. Jesus is the only one. There is not anybody. There is no other name. Jesus is the Lord. There is no other name, no power, and no other protection in your life. No one can take you to heaven except through Jesus. Through Jesus. These people, they look at me very serious. There's one particular man, I don't see him in more than 15 years. He was sitting on the corner. He no stop look my eyes. Soon as I finish, he took off. He don't want to talk to me because he was thinking I'm going to change his religion. But it's changing the religion that don't take you to heaven. You needed to give your life to Jesus. The Bible said in Exodus 12:13, on the same night, I will pass in through Egypt, and I strike down every firstborn, every first man in Emel, and I will bring judgment on all of this into the entire country of Egypt. I am the Lord who creating all of this. But the blood will be sign of you. If your house anointed with the blood, if your house has, your door has a blood on the architrave of the door, I will pass over. If the blood of the lamb is on your door, there will be no trouble come to your home, because I will pass in through and you will be live a life. Let me tell you something. The whole country lost the firstborn, but the people of God, they went through with the victory because of the blood of the Lamb, the blood of God, Jesus on the cross. He saved the people who believe on the Lord. He will protect you. He will take care of you. He will take you to the victory of the heaven. He will save you in time of trouble. He will take you in protection of your life. If your house, God said, if your house got the blood, I will pass in through and not touch your house. Making sure that you have a strong relationship with the Lord Jesus. Making you sure that the blood of the law, it is on your door, it is on your house, it is on your doorstep door. That when the devil has come through, he has no right to come to your house. It's the blood who protects you. It's the blood who protects the evil. It's God's blood who protects you. He'll send an angel to protect your house. He will give you rest and blessing to your life. Jesus said to everyone of you, Jesus said, all the authority in the heaven and on the earth was given to me. Go therefore and make a disciple of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to observe all of the commandments I've given to you. And I be with you everywhere you go. And I will be with you every time of your life. So, remember, if you've not been baptized with the deep water, you needed to do that decision. Because you've been selected to baptize in mercy. Sometime this year, we're going to have a baptismal service. And if you never been baptized in mercy, in deep water, you needed to do that. Because it's not my commandment, it's God's commandment. Go to the whole world, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, under this stage is a pool. It's a pool. It's a big pool with hot water. You don't have to scare. It's a nice water there. You'll be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The way Jesus been baptized. Amen? The way the commandment come from God. Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Some people say, I've been baptized when I was young. Just a little bit of drop of water. I have that too. When I was little, they baptized me with a couple of drops of water. But when I knew what baptism is, I said to my wife, we're going to baptize together. Amen. We're walking together into the basket. Amen. And we baptize. We say, Lord, wash us. Clean us. Let the world to be witness that we serve you for the rest of the life. Amen. So if you've never been baptized in deep water, in mercy, you needed to do that. Baptism is a commandment from God. Amen. Why, Pastor? What does that mean? It means that you're telling everybody that you're serving God for the rest of your life. You know, people are telling me, you know, Pastor, marriage is just a contract on piece of paper. No, that's not true. Marriage comes from God. Amen. If God says sign the paper, because that's his commandment. Amen. Not just a piece of paper. It's that piece of paper is a contract between you and God that you're married to love the person for the rest of your life. It's not such a thing. Not such a thing. Marriage is designed for men and women, nobody else. Fear not, for I am with you. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. No worry, for I am God. I will be strengthening you. I will be helping you. I will be put you into my right hands. I will lift you up. I'm making you to be the glory of my Son. I'm making you to be the bride of my Son. Jesus who died on the cross. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. No weapon will be attack you. No weapon will become against you. Because you created for successful and blessed life. Refuge is on your side. Not against you, is with you. God is loving you. Stay close unto God every day of your life. In Psalm 41, the Lord delivered him in time of trouble. God is loving you. He want to bless you. He will protect you. He will take care of you. He will bless you. He stay close unto you. He will surround you. He'll send the angel of the Lord to stay close unto you. He claim that you belong to God. Can you stand with me this morning? Because I want to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for you this morning. Let me pray for you. Let me ask you how much God loves you.